of your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. I've been challenged. It's only pop. Red says average is 200. And he told me to bring it on. I'm going to stay awake thinking about it tonight, Red. Thank you. Amen.
But my mother used to say, how they say that? They still said, don't let your mouth write a check that you
can't cash. I can answer that better myself.
I know that's right.
Way to go.
Oh,
Therese. Why did your mom speak? The book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Amen. 18. 1-8. Amen. We have got to allow our speech to change. We've got to change our talk. Because our talk makes us or breaks us. Amen.
Amen.
We have to talk positive.
Amen.
Encouraging. Yeah. Uplifting. Glorifying.
Yeah.
All that negative talk, I don't want to be around people that talk negative.
Amen. Amen.
Because I don't care how powerful you think you are, they will drag you down.
That's right.
Your flesh can only take so much negativity.
Amen.
Amen. I follow Brother Tyrone on Facebook. He let folks have it. He ain't afraid to let you have it. I roll sometimes. Ooh, that Tyrone. I don't know if I have enough nerve to go off like that. Amen. Y'all waiting on the verse 20?
Yeah.
Verse 20. Yes, ma'am. I got you. Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Today we're going to talk about the what?
The tongue.
Amen. It is powerful. The word of God tells us that we have the power. We can call those things that are not as though they were. How do we do it? With our tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Right. We pull down strongholds with our what? With our tongues. We have the power over life and death with our tongue. The tongue is a very powerful member.
Yeah.
Do you know the tongue is more powerful than your muscles? You can provoke more folks to anger with your tongue than with your fist. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, in the 20th verse, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with increase of his bliss shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Go to the book of James. The third chapter. Fifth verse. James. That's in the back of the book. y'all got my rich pride going right there. James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil. full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. And therewith curse we men, which we are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Go back to word with Proverbs. Ain't gonna work.
Somebody, I just said 11:30. Somebody already started laughing.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his what?
Wow.
His mouth. Why? Because a man's belly, or the belly, represents what? Flesh. And listen to this. It also is translated into Hebrew, womb. Letting you know it ain't just talking about man alone. A man's belly shall be satisfied, have enough, be full, be sufficed. And then at times we even get weary of it with the fruit of his mouth. The word mouth is translated speech. The word fruit here is translated. Who knows what the word fruit is translated? Reward. The reward of your speech satisfies your belly.
Say that. Right. Say that.
What you talk about is what you become. Your speech has the ability to increase you or decrease you.
Amen.
If you always talking negative,
come
you will live a negative
come
life.
On now.
If you talk positive, regardless of what you go through, you will still be able to live a positive life.
Amen.
I found out, Evangelist Grant, that the flesh loves to hear derogatory speech. It gratifies itself on you discouraging yourself. I have spent more time discouraging myself than people have spent discouraging me. Because you know what? I believe what I say. I may not believe what you say, but I don't believe what I say. And when I tell myself that I'll never make it, I'll never get it done, I'll never accomplish it, I'll never make it happen, I believe what I say. What I'm doing, I'm feeding my flesh. I'm convincing myself that the things that God has promised me aren't really possible.
Say it. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
I don't need anybody to tell me that it ain't gonna happen.
Right.
When I've already convinced myself that it's impossible.
My Lord.
The tongue, the speech. You have the power to call things that are not into existence. You have power with your tongue to speak to the heavens,
to speak
to the earth. And if you need to, Brother Tyrone, you can even speak to him. That's how powerful the tongue is. We spend millions of dollars every year doing weight training, losing weight, bulking up, when the tongue is all powerful all the time. Only thing we live with our tongues is food and a few other things that we won't get into. A man's belly shall satisfy with the fruit and the reward. You're going to reap the reward of what you said.
Amen.
Y'all better let me get through this. Oh my goodness. Listen. I thought I was going to say Linda. Listen. Your flesh will be satisfied with negative talk. But the living God that's in you will increase with positive things. There was a man here years ago, and he used to drive me crazy. I ain't going to tell his name, but when I say quote what he said, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. He used to say, all you folks got stinking thinking. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. And I used to get aggravated, Brother Teresa. Stinking thinking. What are you talking about? Then I realized something. My thinking was stinking because my speech was negative.
Yeah. Come on
now.
I can't do that. It's impossible. But I found out when I started telling myself I could do all things through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Come on now.
That does what? Strengthens me. He enables me to get it done. Don't allow your flesh to increase. Because you don't know how to speak well of yourself. I got news for you. If you don't like yourself, you can't like nobody.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Don't make me say it again, Brother Sean. Because you know I will. Listen to this. And with the increase of his lips, the gain, the income. Now, some of these words broke down in this Hebrew stuff kind of mixes me up sometimes. It talks about gain, increases, gain, and it says increases is income. But then it turns right around and says that increase that is revenge.
Go.
Well, my goodness. What kind of revenge could I get off of increase? We flatter ourselves. It come back to me a while back when I was coming up. Thought I was tough. I had convinced myself that I was tough. If you beat me up, I still told myself I was tough. For real. I might have black eyes, Sister Diane, and lip might have been swollen, but all the time I was sitting back up. Still bad. I'm still bad.
Yeah.
So you know what I did? I talked myself into getting a brick. And when he least expected it, I hit him with that brick. Because I convinced myself that I was bad. I had talked it into my mind that even though I just got whooped severely, that I was still bad. So my increase, I increased myself in my mind, and it was negative because I caused myself to hit this boy with a brick. I look up to the brick, his mama, his daddy, his brothers, his sister, his cousins, his cats, his dogs, his roaches, his rats was all in front of my house. And my mother said, yeah! What you done now? I said, mama, he beat me up and I hit him with a brick. If he beat your tail up, why don't you just stay in the house? Because I'm bad. There are times we convince ourselves that we're bad when we should shut up.
Yeah.
When we think we need to talk.
Amen.
We need to have control over this bad boy here.
Amen.
Do you know, I guarantee you, more saints, more born-again believers, more so-called Christians are going to miss out on God because of their speech.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Amen.
Used to have a prayer line used to have across the street.
Yeah.
Well, I had the opportunity when I was working with the television crew to make TV tapes, and I used to come in at night and do it because I was too hungover during the day to do it. So I'd come in and work at night. So, you know, Pastor Howard, he don't require that you get in church one twice a week. But he figured if I can get him in church twice a week, Jesus is going to do what he's supposed to do. He was absolutely right. So it was easy for me to work at night because nobody was there and I could slip out and go back to work. Well, I used to laugh because I used to always pass the prayer room that they had. And I'd hear them folks in there, they were no bit praying than the man on the moon. They was talking about Sue Sally and Bo Diddley and Malcolm Z and I said to myself, I thought that was a prayer line. They were in there taking revenge on folks, talking about folks, beating folks up with their tongue. We ain't never done that.
All right, now.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord. And with the increase of his lips, which represent language and words. Let me tell you what I did. Go to the Chaldean store, right? Some kid just made a man. They just back there just rat and rape. And I don't think a thing they said. But I looked at one of them and I said, I know they're not saying, Fred, you better stop calling that boy that. And he looked at me like, how you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a clue. But you can listen to a person's language and it'll telegraph whether they mean you good or bad.
Amen.
This tongue ain't no joke. This speech is lethal. I like that word, lethal. It's lethal. Because it just don't hit you and leave you. It hits you and it dives deep into your soul, into your spirit. More folks' ministries have been destroyed because of words.
Yeah.
Folks have given up on God because of speech and language.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. We have talked ourselves into giving up.
Amen.
Sat back, the times I sat back, Lord, I can't do this no more. You need to find something else for me to do. I said I would if you knew how to do something else. So keep your mouth shut. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You're going to be filled up whatever you talk about. That's why I make the statement, whatever's in a man, if you put him in the right circumstance, in the right situation, gonna come out of that man.
Amen.
I don't care how holy you say you are. If you always got negative talk and it's getting down in your spirit, the first chances get, it's gonna be like water. I don't care which water gonna find a way in. Your speech gonna find a way in. It's gonna kill you or make you live. And with the increase of his lips shall he, I like the word shall, because it's a word that speaks of definitely. You better be careful what you talk about, who you talk about.
Amen.
You know what saints don't realize? Touch not my anointing. And do my prophets no harm. That don't mean put your hands on them. That means putting your mouth on them.
That's right. Amen.
You want to ask yourself, well, they ain't a prophet. Well, they are the, who are the anointed? Anybody that's accepted Jesus in their life. He is the anointed one. If he's in your life, then he is the, they are the anointed. I don't care how much hell they call, they still the anointed. I don't care how much trouble they get into, they are still God's anointed. Who made you judge and jury over who's God's anointed? We need to curtail our tongues and make sure we bless people instead of cursing.
That's right. Amen.
Because it says, shall be filled You don't want to become satisfied. Listen to this. With your rigor mortis speech.
Yeah.
I have a good one there. Don't be stealing my words, Tyrone. Okay? Holy Ghost just dropped that in my spirit. Because unhealthy speech produces rigor mortis. Flesh begins to decay. Oh, we got to move on. Huh? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Remember, my Bible has an illustration that talks about the 10 spies. What happened? How many remember what happened with the 10 spies? Well, they died, didn't they? They had a negative report. Talk to me. There was 12. Because there was 12. There was 12, Joshua and Caleb. They were 12. The other 10 perished. Y'all be trying to trick me up. Try to trick me up now. Because the number reason it was 12, because it's the government number of God.
That's right.
Speaking of divine government, that means regardless of how many folks backlash, murmur, complain, God's always going to have a body that's going to stand up and proclaim this is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Come on now.
That's how it used to tickle me. I didn't like getting in elevators with. Because it never failed that we get in the elevator and somebody was on that elevator cussing. And the moment I heard him cuss, Elder Joe, I said, here we go. And when a few seconds later he started hollering, hallelujah! 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 And everybody turned around looking at him like, this man crazy. He said, look here, I'm just getting equal time. Yeah. You're going to fill it with death, I'm filling this elevator with life. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's life, death and life. And you know what's so crazy about this?
That's right.
I don't know about your Bible. My Bible, the word death, the D is italic. It's a big D.
Yeah.
Life is a small word. It's got small letters in the life. Why? Because it's making a statement here. It's letting us know that, now you know this Bible is for church folk.
Come on, Pat.
We need to make that plain. The Bible is for who? Church folk. More church folk kill themselves or kill somebody else with their speech than they create life. That's unfortunate.
That's
true. It's unfortunate. Because we done talked mess into our lives so much we was dark to believe it. Death and life are in the power, the authority, the dominion of your speech. Amen. We have this power in us. And if you look at the word death, I saw something else this morning when I looked at the word death. For the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
It creates death. What's wages? The payout.
Yeah.
The reward of our speech either has death or life in it. I got news for you. Whatever this mind is thinking, I'm going to let something good come out of my mouth.
Yes. Yes.
Because eventually what comes out of my mouth is going to control my thoughts.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit or shall accept the reward thereof. Some folks just don't accept it where they are. They don't use their speech, their tongue, to convince them that where they are is just fine. They have no idea they're about to miss their visitation with God. I'm not going to let me, you, Satan, or nobody else, or a duck walking across the road. Somebody going to get that in a minute. Russell got it. Wow. Let's go to the book of James. I'm almost done. You can talk about the tongue forever, but we're not going to do that.
Amen.
Go to the book of James, the third chapter. Thank you, brother.
Y'all got jokes. I want that with the limited.
James 3 and 5. Remember, we're talking about the tongue. We're talking about this unruly thing. Even so, the tongue is a little member. It boasts great things. Go to it. Amen. Shh. I'm done with that team. Don't worry about it. But it's the truth. It's the smallest thing on our body. And it has the most power. It's a little member, but it boasts this great thing. How many folks have you seen fall off of the mountain because they convinced themselves they could do it? You hear about people all the time trying to climb what, Mount Everest? They done sat back and then talked to themselves, convinced themselves, I can climb Mount Everest. Some folks really believe it. Some folks just say it. Then to just say it, get buried alive. Then that believe it, when the storm, when the snow falls down on them, they dig their way out. How many times have you dug your way out of a mess that you've gotten yourself into?
Amen. Amen.
But you had to call on Jesus. If you call on anybody but Jesus, you're buried alive. I hear folks say some of the most ungodliest things. I was born next to a guy that, I don't know why folks don't just use their real names. He called himself Dirty Rich. I figured out why he got that nickname. We were next to him a couple weeks ago. And not an and, or if, or the, or what came out of his mouth. He exchanged the with he exchanged and with. And I looked at him, I said, Reg, let me ask you a question. Did you learn that vocabulary in school? Or in college? He just looked at me. I'm sorry, Reg, I'm sorry. But he didn't mean it. I no longer turned my back. And he left the 10 pin. And he stood there and he called that 10 pin. He created a whole new book. And one of the guys looked at him and walked, tapped him on the shoulder. You know what? It's a 10 pin. It's made out of wood. It's covered and plastic. It don't know that you hold it all that. So he got a little bit better. But his speech represented his attitude. Make sure your speech represents a good attitude. Amen. And a good disposition.
Amen.
The only way that could possibly happen is if you edify God. You encourage people. You build them up. You lift them up. You let them know that God is a God of love, grace, and mercy.
Yeah.
We spend more time condemning ourselves with our speech. I learned to tell, Lord, I got you. I can do this.
Have mercy. Thank you.
I can do this. So, Reverend Graham, the flesh don't believe it, so I have to go get in front of a mirror and tell him. Look at it, him. The God in me is greater than you are. And God gave me the ability and the power to speak and call those things into existence that you try to convince me can't happen.
Come on now. Say that.
Behold how great a matter a little fire I've seen. Do you know that more wars have been caused because of somebody's speech? Kids are joining, what do you call them folks? ISIS because of what they say online. Because of their speech. So what does that tell you? If our speech don't cause folks to want to be saved, something wrong. We're missing it somewhere.
That's right.
Our language ought to encourage people to want what we have. This tongue has the ability to kill it or to starch. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look it up, but I'm sure somebody knows. Brother Bill John probably knows because he's a hunter. Kindling. When you kindle the fire, you have to put small pieces of wood together. It don't start off as a huge fire. It starts off as a spark. How many times have you said something that has sparked a situation? And it went to from being a little fire to being a forest fire.
Come on now.
And the tongue, and then it just goes on the stage, he just interprets his own word. James says, I'm talking about the tongue has the power to kill the fire. But let me rephrase that. The tongue is a fire. Or the translation, the tongue is the fire. Let me tell you how powerful the tongue is. You can say stuff before you even think about you said it. It's almost like the tongue has a mind of its own. It knows when to wag. And you ask yourself sometimes, where'd that come from? You didn't have time to think about what came out your mouth. Because the tongue has learned how to work closely with your flesh. The tongue is a fire, a world of y'all say that word. A world of iniquity. Ask Keith, what does iniquity mean? You looking it up for me?
I want the truth.
truth. I want the true meaning. Not we don't. I don't want guess. Don't worry, y'all. He get me. Want me help?
You got it. What is it?
Unrighteousness, wrongdoing. My goodness, the tongue is a world of unrighteousness and wrongdoing. And unfortunately, when it talks about the world, it's talking about the cosmos. It's been giving you a clear-cut idea of just how powerful your words are. Why is that so? Because John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That same Word.
Say that. Come on now. Come on, Pastor.
Y'all don't want to hear.
Come on, Pastor.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So is the tongue among our members. What do you think it's talking about among our members? I heard somebody preach it's talking about among the saints. It's talking about you. Your members. Your tongue will convince your hands to do something they got no business doing.
Right?
Your tongue will cause your feet to go someplace they know they don't need to be. I mean, figuring out how strong this tongue thing is. Let me tell you how my tongue got me in trouble with my mother. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong area of the house. I was smelling myself, as they say. And my mother told me, I want you to go do such and such and such. Well, I already made up in my mind I was going out to play. Before I realized, I said, do it yourself. Before she realized, she had knocked me down the stairs. We were standing at the top of the stairs. We had one of those staircases that went down, over, and around and down. My mother was a big woman. Somehow, she managed to get to the bottom of that first flight at the same time I did. So she can make sure I finish my trip. My tongue spoke by itself, and I was rewarded for it. Don't you think that Mother God, the breasted one, ain't gonna reward you for your unrighteous speech? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. It's a world of fire. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. That's our sermon, but we're going to skip through that. It has the ability to defile the whole body, every part of your being. When it talks about the whole body, it's talking about your mindset, it's talking about your heart, it's talking about your spirit and your flesh.
Come on now.
And setteth on fire the course of nature. I want y'all to, when y'all get home, to study this. This particular verse, the sixth verse, I want you to study. And I want you to look up course, and I want you to look up nature. It is so important that you look him up. Because if you'll look up nature, you have to go to Genesis, the first chapter, the 23rd verse, somewhere around there. And it'll tell you about nature. Now, we're not only affecting our body, but now we're affecting other folks' bodies. Yeah. We're affecting other folks' lives because of the speech that we have allowed to separate us from God. Now, we're not only affecting us, we're affecting folks around us.
Amen.
Guess what you're doing now? Now you're touching God's anointing. This reward won't be paid for. Listen to this. It gets more. On fire, the course of nature, and it set the fire of hell. It's a tight shadow. It's a, what I mean by tight shadow. It's something natural pointing to something that is spiritual. It wants you to have some type of focus and idea that the tongue is as powerful as hell itself, where there shall be what? Weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
That's how powerful your tongue is. It has the power to send you to every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. Man done tamed everything. It has tamed lions, whales, seals, cats, squirrels, penguins, snakes. And one snake that can't be tamed.
Yeah.
That one that's in the church.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, don't y'all get me started on something else. But you get what I'm saying. You understand why it says for the whole creation waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God? Because we have affected everything. But it says, even though man has the power, the authority, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to tame every beast, all fowl of the air, every creepy thing. Do you know they have even learned how to train crickets? Nothing in this world is untamable by man. But guess what? Scripture goes on to say, but he cannot tame his tongue. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Evil. And it's full of deadly poison. You better watch what you say to people. Or thinking it, or about evil. The tongue is a deadly poison. I forgot the name of the snake has the deadliest poison.
Black mamba.
Yeah. No, it's not the black mamba. It's another snake. It's smaller than the black mamba. He ain't big as my hand, long as my hand. Corn's bigger. The corn snake is bigger. I missed it to write the name of the snake down. Well, it's not a viper. Not a viper. It's got the simplest little name. There you go. Call Google. Google it. I'm almost done. But it is so powerful. It is so powerful that the moment it bites you, when you take three steps, you're already paralyzed. You're done. It's not a big snake. I used to think that black mamba or the green snake. No, not the green. Some kind of, it's a sea snake. A what? Yes, that's it. It's a sea snake. I know, and it's not big, but it is so powerful. If it bites you, the venom is so deadly that if you recognize it when you get bit, call on God. Ask Him to forgive you fastly and quickly. Ask everybody that you've ever hurt, God to send them a message to ask them to forgive you. That's how deadly the tongue is. We have assassinated people's character. Assassinated their lives with our tongue. And the problem with it is, we fail to look back. Therewith, bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. What it's saying is that most folks would rather curse men than bless God. We're cursing men who are made after the similitude of God. Talking about church folks again. Out of the same mouth proceeding blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not to be so. Cursing and blessing are not shared in the same area as your life. This tongue ain't no joke. He spits out stuff and don't give you a chance to think about it. I've had several situations where my tongue is just wagged. And the reward was embarrassment. I told you that story about Sister E.R. Allen. I was totally and utterly embarrassed by what I did. And I sat back later that night trying to figure out, how did that happen? I didn't even think about it. It just came out. Because your tongue has the ability to go down into your heart, into your flesh, into your spirit, and find negative stuff and bring it forth out of your mouth before you have a chance to think about what you're going to say.
Amen.
But you know what's so good about the whole thing is God has given us power to control us. We can't tame the tongue. When you tame something, that means you can make it sit down when you want it to sit down. Tongue don't sit down when you tell it to sit down. Because somebody going to aggravate you. Somebody going to tick you off. Somebody going to pee you off. And the tongue going to reach back and let go. And they ain't going to let God. But they going to let go. Everybody stand.
Somebody raise your hand and say, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Praise Jesus. Lord.
Praise we are victorious.
Amen. Yes, we are.
I refuse to let my tongue stop me from praising God. Not just with my mouth, but with my life. I refuse. I heard somebody say, money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. It's the love of money. It goes same with the tongue. The love of the tongue is evil. And I pray all the time, Lord, help me control my speech. Because I know he's there. And I know he's just waiting on an opportunity to blow me up. See, if you love God and you go off like that, it bothers you eventually. Might not at first because you think you did what you're supposed to do. But later on, it bothers you because you realize that God has done so much for you and he brought you so far. And then the word starts to minister to your spirit. And then your mindset will tell you, you need to apologize. Your tongue will say, forget that.
Right. Amen.
They ought to be apologizing to me. They started it. Yeah. Telling you this, the tongue is almost like it has a mind of its own. It speaks when it shouldn't. And it's quiet when it shouldn't be. But thanks be unto God. And give us power over all things.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I've come to the conclusion, Lord, if you give me power and authority over me, I can serve you in truth and in honesty. Your speech has to be edifying to you.
What do you mean by quiet?
By what?
Quiet. Time has to be quiet.
No. I said edify.
Oh, edify.
That's how that means. It's verb.
That's what I mean.
They probably didn't feed you, did they? I'm just messing with you. She didn't hear me. Amen. What do you thought?